Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. This is Sharon Jeffers, and I'm happy to be here with you right now. I hope you're happy to be here with me. I am going to be taking calls. This has been such a spectacular time in so many ways with the eclipse and all the shifts that are going on and the astrology and the cards. It's just like, oh, my goodness. We are definitely alive. Things are moving and changes are happening. There was a huge earthquake this week in New Zealand, and that earthquake caused New Zealand to move closer to Australia. And then there's the Russian government forbidding flights in certain areas over the Indian Ocean because of the plate activity underneath and the magnetic pull that it's creating, or the magnetism that's causing planes to crash. So there's all sorts of stuff going on. And then today in the Mayan calendar is the last day of a 260-day cycle that we've been in. And it's actually considered to be the most potent day in that calendar. And it's a day of anchoring our highest vision. And in the cards, it's a Six of Clubs day. And the Six of Clubs is the messenger and the one who sees. So they all come together. And it's kind of exciting. I got really excited when I saw the piece on Yahoo about New Zealand, the earthquake moving New Zealand closer to Australia. I thought, okay, time to party. Rock and roll. So, I think I have a caller on the line. Is that true? Hello?
Okay, hi, Sharon.
Who's this?
It's Wendy. How are you doing?
You know what? I can't hear you. Hello?
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 Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay. I can hear you, but it's, woo. Can you try calling in again, because the connection's really bad?
Okay, can you not hear me?
Oh, I can hear you a little better now.
Are you okay, Sharon?
There you are. Are you speaking through Skype?
I am indeed, yes.
Oh, that may be why. So who is this?
It's Wendy from the UK.
Wendy, hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Not too bad. I was just wondering if you you could tell me what my birth card is.
What is your birthday month and day?
It is November, and it's the 25th.
November?
25.
November 25, yes? So November 25 is the Eight of Hearts birth card.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you all four of your personal significators. Do you have something to write with?
I do indeed, yeah.
Okay, so your birth card is the Eight of Hearts. And your spirit card is the Seven of Spades. And your soul card is the Seven of Hearts. And your planetary ruling card is the Ten of Clubs. And do you have my books?
No, not yet.
Okay, so if you look on my website, StarOfTheMagi.com, and you click up on the nav bar, click on the cards, and it'll take you to a page, and you scroll down, and I tell you about your personal significators.
Oh.
Wow. Yes. Wait a minute. Yes, I tell you about your four personal significators, which are your birth card, your spirit card, your planetary ruling card, and your soul card.
That's fantastic. And it's and there's some explanatory, did you say?
Excuse me?
did you say it was a ten of spades for my planetary card?
It's a ten of clubs, darling.
Oh, clubs, right, yeah. Sorry, thank you.
I wish I could hear you better. Do you want to tell me what your age is right now?
Yeah, the year is 1974. I am 35 this year.
You're 35?
In November, yes. I'm 34, but in November I'm 35, yes.
Uh-huh. So in November, you are going to enter a new seven-year cycle. And that's very exciting because that seven-year cycle is the fifth seven-year cycle of your life, which means there's going to be a lot of new experiences coming your way. And that cycle is governed by the planet Uranus, which means a lot of change. A lot of letting go of the past. Well, you won't even have to let go. It will just disappear. And new doorways opening. You'll feel this energy coming in before you get to your birthday. Because with the seven-year cycles, it comes in earlier. And you have a strong card of spiritual initiation that's going to be sitting in your house for those 7 years. So you're going to be completely redefining who you are and reinventing yourself and recreating your life in that seven-year cycle. It's going to be very, very powerful.
Yeah, it's already happening.
Yeah, I know. These cycles, they do come in the year before. And when you get in there, it's going to be like turbocharged. Turbocharged.
Wow.
Destiny is coming to get you, darling.
Ah, finally.
It could be really powerful. I would highly recommend some form of discipline or meditation or something where you spend some time each day really turning your attention within, because these cards that are occupying your houses, they're moving in with you. They are like, okay, we're taking over now, and you just come along for the ride. If you try to drive, they're going to, push you out the door or something. But as long as you ride along with them and are really open and receptive, your whole life is going to be amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, you're going to be networking with a lot of new people and...
Yeah, that's funny you say that, Sharon, because a lot of people have gone out of my path this year. A lot of people. It's like I've had a big clear out. And a lot of new people are starting to come in, but people are on my vibration. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's going to move to a much higher and more sophisticated vibration. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and I've waited I've waited long enough.
Okay, well, yeah, being in the seven-year cycle that you're going into, it's a powerful time. 35 through 41 for everyone is a time of change and transformation. You happen to have a couple of cards coming to be with you that are, profoundly determined toward transformation and transmutation. So, you're going to just watch things your past, you're going to be able to see your past just disappearing and this whole new future opening up to you. It's going to be quite amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think let's see. Yeah, age 35 for you, it's new beginnings, new ways of thinking, new ways of doing business. Do you have your own business?
I'm just at the point of, I do holistic therapies and I'm looking to start to teach it, my own school, healing school. So currently I've not set the school up, but that's what I intend to do, you know, I tend to just teach, holistic therapies.
You teach what?
Holistic therapies, Reiki, crystal therapy, color therapy, healing, all modalities like that.
Okay, well, once you turn 35, you're going to be drawing people to you like, you know, bees to flowers. You really are. And I also want to make a suggestion.
Okay.
That you consider teaching children.
Yeah. Yeah.
Empowering them to heal themselves and their friends.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, definitely.
I see that showing up in your cards very strongly.
Oh, that's nice. To shine that light on the path, isn't it? Just to give them that bit of hope.
I did not understand what you said.
No, I'm just saying that's nice to work with children, to shine the light on the path. It's my accent, I think, Sharon.
No, it's not your accent. It's the phone connection. I love your accent, and I can understand it perfectly.
Oh,
it's the phone connection. It sounds like you're talking through a tin can.
Oh.
So it's not translating well, but I did hear what you said the second time, and I think that working with kids could just be an amazing experience for you and them. So I want to encourage you to make that part of your school because it's showing up in your cycles for that time for age 35. And it is the time when it would be very good for you to have, you know, be running your own school. You'll draw a lot of people your way. And I want to thank you for calling, Wendy. All the way from the UK.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure. And I'll have a look at your site and have a look at, I'll have a look and see what my charts bring out for me. That'll be interesting. thanks for the advice, Sharon.
Okay. Thank you so much, Wendy. Bless you.
Okay, bye.
So, I should be on Skype, Seth. I forgot. I upgraded and everything. I would probably be able to hear her so much better. If you want to send me an email, you can send me an email right now to starofthemagi@earthlink.net. That is what I have open before me. And I will watch for your emails and answer them. I think I have another caller. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Jennifer. I'm from Wisconsin.
Hi, Jennifer from Wisconsin. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Are you familiar with the cards?
A little bit, but I've never called, so it's a little new to me.
Okay, I'm really glad you called. When's your birthday?
February 7th. Do you need the year?
Only if you want me to look at your cards, you can just tell me what your age is.
I'm 40.
You're 40.
I am.
A young girl, 2-7, the 5 of spades. And you are an Aquarius.
I am.
So, did you know that your birth card is the 5 of spades?
No, I did not.
Oh, do you have something to write with? I want to tell you about your cards.
I do. I have a pen and paper.
Okay. So your birth card is the Five of Spades, which is the card of the change agent. So you just show up and people feel different. Things are changing. You create, you know, you don't let things stagnate. Let's put it that way. And then you have a planetary ruling card, which is the King of Diamonds.
Okay.
And your spirit card is the Ten of Hearts.
Okay.
And your soul card is the Four of Diamonds. And if you go on my website, like I told Wendy, and click on the nav bar where it says the cards and scroll down, I describe to you what each one of these cards means. And I do have some brief card descriptions listed on my, with my greeting cards that you can check out. You just click on the greeting cards. It'll take you to a calendar, and then you can read about whichever card you click on. And then you relate it to yourself in this way. Age 40, you're entering a time of, you know, that decade, first of all, is governed by the number 4, which is all about building foundations and structures and bringing ideas into form. And I'm turning to the chart for age 40, which is governed by Uranus, like 35. So lots of change and movement to bring new perspectives to you are coming about, you know, probably have been since your birthday. And your Five of Spades has been sitting in the Six of Hearts house. So this tells me that you probably had at least one relationship that you've had to take the responsibility to bring into a higher perspective or bring it where it belongs. And if there's a relationship that you have that is an imbalance for you, or I'm here to tell you that it's actually your responsibility to change this connection with this person. Is this speaking to you at all? Okay.
I don't know.
Oh. Well, it's really about bringing balance into your life relative to your relationships. So if they've been out of whack in some way, if you're not being true to yourself, or you're giving too much, or you're not giving enough, this is a time when you would shift things around so that you feel things are more in balance. Does that make more sense?
It does. It does.
Yeah. So, and then the other thing that's going on here for you is you're learning how to actually communicate that, communicate what your needs are or how you see things and what's important to you. So it appears that there's a lot going on around communication.
Okay.
And also maybe seeing yourself in a clearer way so that you see the beauty that you are.
Okay.
I don't know where this is coming from. This feels like it's coming from the other side, actually.
Oh.
You have someone special to you that's crossed over to the other side?
Well, my grandparents and my father-in-law. My aunt just passed. We're all close on my dad's side.
The Five of Spades, some people never have, the death never touches them, but you have the death card in the Mars position in your life path, which means that, one of the things it means, is that the experiences that you gain through people leaving you, or leaving this earth plane, people that you're close to. Those experiences actually deepen your character and motivate you in a new way every time this happens. And there's somebody, there's somebody that's coming through from the other side here. I have a feeling it's your aunt. And she's wanting you to recognize your beauty.
Okay.
There's some sort of little maybe self-judgment or criticism that goes on there. Editing, self-editing, that's what it is. And it's like this is a time to have the most awesome conversations with yourself, to really acknowledge who you are. Because you are somebody that lights up a room with your presence. You carry this light in you that's meant to, you know, shift things. You just move around. All you have to do is walk through the room, walk through another room, walk through a building. There's going to be change in your wake energetically because it's just who you are. And when you focus internally on who you are and the beauty that you carry inside and the joy that's there, you don't have to think about anything else. All you have to do is take one step at a time and one breath at a time and just be. And you're doing what you came here to do.
Okay.
I know that
that's
sounds
good.
Pretty cosmic, but it's true. And that's really the message that I have for you.
Okay. That's a wonderful message.
Oh, goody. Well, I want to thank you for calling, Jennifer, and go read about your four personal significators, your birth card, your spirit card, your soul card, and your planetary ruling card, okay?
I will do that.
Okay, and, you know, you can always contact me via email from my website.
I will. Okay, that sounds good.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. So I'm looking at the email. So I think it's really important for us to check out these cards that so strongly govern who we are. Our birth card represents our soul's expression in our life, and it defines our life path. And that card is determined by the month and day that we're born. Because every day of the year in the calendar is governed by a specific card. And if you look at the chart, the birthday chart on my website, if you're not familiar with the system, you'll see that, you know, some cards have one day and some have as many as 12 days. And it's all based on a mathematical structure. And the card deck reveals that it was originally used for timekeeping. And where it originated, I don't know. There are a lot of stories. There are a lot of stories about where this mystic science comes from as well. Atlantis, Lemuria, somewhere else, all together. You know, however this unfolded, no, let me put it this way. This system is structured. The card deck is a little book of time, and it's an ancient book of wisdom. And it is structured to reveal time as a matrix. And you know, an email just popped in here, and it's titled, What I Like About You. And it's actually a friend of mine that does a passionate parenting newsletter. And when I just saw that, I thought, that's a really good topic. And if I were to say what I like about you right now, it's that you're here with me. And one of the things that the deck of cards reveal once you tap into them in this mystical way is that we are really all one. We're all here together, and nobody's going anywhere until we go together. because you don't have a deck if there's a card missing, right? So it's a really wonderful way to look at humanity, to look at humanity through the wisdom of the heart suit and the club suit and the diamond suit and the spade suit, and to look at the wisdom of humanity through all the numeric values that exist and what happens when they get together with one of those suits. And then to look at the whole thing as one, as a whole piece, is really quite magnificent. And it's a very user-friendly thing. I mean, I think every country in the entire world has their own card deck based on this system. And what I was talking about before with the Mayan calendar, because the Mayan calendar was based on the same numeric structure as the card deck. And it seems that many ancient systems of divination or ancient calendars were based on the very same structure of 52 and 13 and 4, 7. So today being the 22nd in the Mayan calendar, I was saying this at the very beginning if you weren't here, is the culmination day of an entire 260-day cycle that humanity has been in. And according to what I'm reading, it's the most potent day of the calendar year in the Mayan calendar, and the day that we begin a new path and a new journey. And today in the cards is a Six of Clubs day. A Six of Clubs, who is the messenger, and with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the Three of Hearts. So on the card of the day, if you don't get my card of the day, you might want to go to my website and sign up for it. Today what I said was be willing to make adjustments in your thinking or plans today, if that is what is called for. Go with the flow and be with what is easy. Now I want to talk about that, because a lot of times we think we're supposed to do something. And this day, the Six of Clubs day, is about making adjustments in our thinking, in our beliefs, in our plans, anything that has to do with the mental realm. And taking responsibility for what we know, what we feel is right for us. When we try to make something happen and it doesn't work, we're definitely trying to swim up the river or up the waterfall sometimes. I did this day before yesterday. I worked 7 hours on trying to put something together for my students. And it kept disappearing, the page. I'd get halfway through, it would disappear. And at the end of my 7 hours of effort, I sat back and I said, excuse me, do you think maybe that this isn't happening? And I stopped, and I realized that's not where the flow is for me. Because earlier that morning, like at 4 a.m., I did something in 1 hour. I created a podcast, a web page, and uploaded it to iTunes. And in an hour, it was all done, and I wrote an introduction. And it flowed. It was like, it almost happened without me doing it. I mean, my body was used. and probably my brain. But it was so easy. And today, that's why with this day, this learning is so crucial for us, especially right now. Because according to the Mayan calendar, we're starting a new 260-year day cycle. So go with the flow and be with what is easy. I think this should be a mantra. Intuition will guide you to your best choices and clearest directions. The Six of Clubs could be the most intuitive card in the deck. The only thing that gets in the way of that doubt for the Six of Clubs, for that intuition to be clear, for the Six of Clubs or anyone else, is doubt. Is when we doubt ourselves, or we edit what we're thinking, or we edit what we're feeling, we actually get in the way of the whisper of life that's speaking to us. So this learning of this day can be real. It can be real for every day to be willing to make adjustments in our thinking and our plans, if that's what's called for, and to go with the flow and be with what is easy, because our intuition will guide us to our best choices and clearest directions. And then I added, because of that little Three of Hearts planetary ruling card that's in the house today, uncertainty regarding home or relationship is an opportunity to become clearer with your own desires and personal objectives. I have to tell you that from the moment I woke up this morning until Seth just called me to get on the phone and do the show, which I totally forgot about, I have lived exactly what I wrote last night. Exactly. Every single aspect of it has shown up for me today. And I'll tell you something, and I should have put on the top, uncertainty regarding home or relationship is an opportunity to become clearer with your own desires and personal objectives. Be willing to make adjustments in your thinking or plans today and go with the flow and follow your intuition. Because all of this has unfolded for me personally today. And I know it has for a lot of people. And it happens for each one of us in our own way. We also, in my book, Cards of Destiny, I show you how to composite your card, your birth card, with the card of the day. Because that card that you end up with represents your relationship with it, with the day. So for me, I have a Six of Hearts relationship with this day. And the Six of Hearts is all about making adjustments to bring relationships into harmony, into balance, into their right order. And the first relationship we always have to start with is our relationship with ourselves. Always. That's our primary relationship. And when we're in a relationship with somebody else, that person, whether it's for a minute, 30 seconds, or 50 years, that person is a mirror for us to see the relationship we're having with ourselves. And my second book, Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships, I talk about that in that book. And, of course, that book teaches you how to determine the cards that are governing your relationship and what that means for each one of them. All of this is very simple, by the way. So one of the reasons I do the card of the day, sorry, I have these emails coming, I'm trying to multitask here, is so that I can share this wisdom with people. I have to tell you, there are some changes coming with the card of the day. So if you're on my card of the day list, I'm going to send out a newsletter in the next week all about this. I'm making some changes on my site and with how I'm doing things. I also want to invite you to check out my new blog, which is Beyond the Body, Stories from the Other Side. And that's at beyondthebody.blogspot.com. I started writing about my experiences as a medium and also my experience of losing my son and the things that have been revealed to me from there, and I share stories, little short stories of that I've witnessed in being a medium for other people, which has been quite fascinating. And that, you know, the other side is alive and well and they haven't gone anywhere. And they can go traveling if they like, but they're here with us. Everybody's here. I think this is a gathering of souls, whether we're in a body or not in a body. We are a gathering of souls. And, you know, ultimately, I think perhaps we're all one soul and we're reflecting all the different aspects, like all the stars in the sky. You know, there's so many stars. And we're like those stars. And when we see each other that way, it really opens us up to love, which feels better than probably anything else. So that's one of the reasons I do my radio shows and that I do the work that I do. I'm actually about to launch a new website that's my name, SharonJeffers.com, because the website here, the Cards of the Magi website, thestarofthemagi.com, is kind of pigeonholing me a little bit because of my books and things. You know, I do have a very special connection and destiny with this ancient science. And there's a lot of other things that I've done and do that I want to intertwine with the cards so that there's just more opportunity and availability for people. Another thing that I recently did was I created a page where you can order readings from me that are different amounts of money and different times, because I know that, you know, some people are having a hard time right now. So I wanted to be able to open that up to make it a little more affordable for people. And that seems to be getting a huge response from that. So I guess that was a good move. I do I have gotten a lot of emails. Somebody is asking me right now about President Obama. And because he's getting a bad rap right now. I know that President Obama has a nine of spades ruling him right now, which can make things very difficult. I also know that he's a nine of diamonds. And in the very beginning when the election was happening, I, you know, the campaigning, I was actually supporting Hillary Clinton because of how I see her in the cards. And I was concerned about Obama because he's a nine of diamonds, and George Bush is a nine of diamonds, and the Nine of Diamonds have this amazing ability to use other people's money. How do I want to say this? Spend other people's money. Spend money. The Nine of Diamonds represents the loss of money, and the deficit that happened with Bush in office was like mind-boggling. And I thought, oh my God, we can't put another Nine of Diamonds in there. I don't care if he's the Prince of Love. You know, it's just not going to be a good thing. And so one of the first things that happens is then a $750 billion stimulus package, which is just a pseudo name for bailout. And so I thought, well, you know, he's proven me right. That's all I can say about that. So to the person, George, who's asking me about this, you know, I can say that, you know, there are certain things that can't be helped about our character. They just manifest. And there are some things that are being played out, and, you know, I felt that what I saw in the cards for this country when the bailout, when the stock market crashed last November. In October, I looked at the cards for the country, the three-month cycle, and I saw that between November 11th and the 24th, that things were going to really, the collapse of the economy. And on November 11th, I think the stock market dropped 777 points or something. I mean, what's that for a number? It's like, are we playing the slot machine here? So somebody is, and the rest of the people are paying for it, it seems. And when I saw that, and then the fact that, you know, Obama and Biden together are the Nine of Spades, which is the card of blessed endings and blessed beginnings. You know, it's the death card. And it's a card of recreation and reinvention. And I really felt that the whole thing, nobody should have bailed out anybody, that they should have let it fall flat on its face. Because in the cards, what I saw was that the whole thing was supposed to be restructured, that it's been operating under deceit and deception, the whole financial game and manipulation, and that it was meant to fall. In 2000, when the election was happening with Bush and Gore, what I saw was there was an opportunity for the parties to unite, and they didn't. And that was the opportunity, and I felt like it would have been very cool if that could have happened in the last election here. If we could have had one party as a president and the other party as a vice president, you know, but the focus isn't on what's good for the people. The focus is on, you know, money and greed and power. And I don't know how much control a president has once they get in office. You know, I don't know what goes on back there. But I do know that two Nine of Diamonds in a row, you know, the money that people are being bailed out with isn't even real. It doesn't have any value. It's like we ran out of money a long time ago. You know, maybe we could each have our own money printing machine at home, and we could all just make money. That would solve everything. Then nobody would want for anything. It's a very strange society we live in. And according to the cards, we're not getting the cues. We're not taking the higher road. We're not doing what we could be doing, at least the people that are supposedly in power. I believe that each one of us as individuals has unlimited power to create the reality of our life. And that's one of the reasons I wrote my books and that I do this work, is because when you understand who you are and what your destiny is, and when you learn to tune in to the subtle responses and within your own being, because they're happening all the time, to what we think, to what we say, to what we see, to what we feel, to what we hear. When we learn to listen to the signals of our own being, of our spirit soul, of the essence of who we are, then we make the choices that take us in the direction that supports us in this life. And that is what this day is about. And this is why I do the card of the day. Because indigenous peoples understood that time has intention. They still do, those who are around. That time has intention. It carries its own wisdom. Each day is a day unto itself. Each and every day, when we wake up in the morning, it's like we have a brand new whole life. Where did we go when we were sleeping? I have no idea. I'm always surprised when I wake up in the morning. It's like, oh my God, I'm still here. What do you want to do with this? What are we going to do today? And, you know, I have clients scheduled and this and that and the other thing, but it's like, Well, I'm facing a brand new day. I have another day in a body. And each one of these days has its own agenda. Each one. And today the agenda is to really sink into, to surrender to my most subtle senses, my most subtle senses, my most subtle awareness, and feel. Notice how my face changes with one thought and the next. How, if my heart dances when I think about something, or if it wants to run away when I think about something else. This day teaches us to fine-tune ourselves in that way. That's what this day is about. The Six of Clubs comes as the messenger. That messenger comes from the intuitive realms of the unknown, of that which lives and exists in the feeling sense. Neptune. The Six of Clubs was in the Neptune line. Neptune is the god of the sea. And that's where he lived, way deep in the sea. And the Six of Clubs emerges from that psychic energy, that unknown, the void, the place where all things are birthed from. And comes forth to express through communication. First from the intuition, because the club suit rules communication. The Six represents balance and harmony. And taking responsibility for those experiences and making whatever adjustments are necessary for them to happen. So, that's my message for the messenger on this Six of Clubs day. And I want to invite you to check out my website, starofthemagi.com. I'm on Facebook and I'm on Twitter, both with my name, Sharon Jeffers. I invite you to be my friends and my followers. Sounds so funny to me. And I have another website, which is itsallinthecards.com, where I have compatibility reports. And then there's my precious blog, beyondthebody.blogspot.com. Beyond the Body, Stories from the Other Side. And I am going to post something tonight. I'm going to try to start posting there every day. And I invite you to contact me through email. I do personal readings for people, and you can see those on my readings page on my website. And I don't have on there that I'm a medium, but I am a medium. And my friend Lynn, who was here just before the radio show, said, why aren't you telling people about this? So I'm telling you. I do all my readings over the phone. And I want to thank you all for listening. And explore my website. It's very simple. It's actually being redesigned. And if you have any questions or comments or anything, just let me know. I'm happy to talk to you. And I wish you a wonderful week, I guess 2 weeks, because I won't be back here for 2 weeks. So thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.